Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Talking about this Chipotle manager who was fired in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I'll have the tacos.
Or something. I guess you can.
What is your choice there?
Taco or burrito, right?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she got fired because this group of males, the leader of whom likes to brag on Twitter how he dines and dashes, which is orders, takes the food, and then runs without paying, right? I mean, so he's been bragging about this for months on Twitter. And one of his favorite locations to do it is Chipotle. So he goes into the Chipotle, and the manager says to him, he's running a video camera. The manager says to him, listen, I got to see your money that you're going to pay, or I'm not making you food, basically. And he posted on Twitter and says she's a racist because he and his friends are black. Well, this gets 7 million views. And as so often happens in America, where decisions to ruin one's reputation permanently in the court of public opinion are made with pretty much zero facts or very few and almost never any facts on the part or, you know, any hearing from the person whose reputation is destroyed. The 7 million views, Chipotle fires her. Boom, gone. Well, social media does the digging that nobody else apparently bothered to do and finds out this guy who did the filming brags about dining and dashing, about stealing food from different places, and he likes to hit Chipotle. He says, in his own words, admits that he has stolen food from there before, dines and dashes. Even saying, hey, listen, they're starting to recognize us at Chipotle. Maybe we need to find somewhere else. And this was at a different Chipotle, so they're at this one now, right? And so she gets, you know, suddenly fired. Well, social media backlash against Chipotle. Wait a minute, were you fired a woman trying to stop a guy from stealing food again because he's black? I mean, come on. We expect good behavior from all people in this country. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what your color is.
Yep.
And who's to say? This is what drives me nuts. The assumption that if these guys were white, they would have been treated differently. Nobody has any proof of that. I bet you, as the manager responsible for losses from the restaurant, there's no way she'd be like, oh, you white guys, come in here and steal from me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, just show your white privilege card.
Yeah, you can steal whatever you want. I'm sorry, society does not work that way.
No.
It does not. Go look at the mugshots down at the sheriff's department. You'll see plenty of white faces, too, for doing bad stuff. Why? Because when you shoplift, guess what? You get arrested. They don't care what color you are. And so now Chipotle has had to walk this back. First, they apologized to the thieves, mind you, to the thieves for her daring to question them. Yes, this is how ridiculous. So now social media backlash. People are calling for a boycott. It's all over social media. Chipotle's now announced they're walking it back that these guys might have been the ones who stole from Chipotle. They might reinstate her. They haven't said. This is the stupidity in this country. This is bullying.
Yeah.
This is race-based bully. And again, you know, I said if the manager had been black, this would be no big deal. It would be no, but she'd be like, forget it. I'm not giving you anything. You've stolen from me.
You know, and it's just so disappointing that what this does to our society and our culture.
Tears it
apart. Exactly, because what this does is that on first blush, first look at this, this looks like another opportunity of racism. And quite, yes, this country has a history of racism, and there is racism today. And this type of stuff does go on, very rarely, but it goes on. And this just solidifies that opinion for minorities that this is a racist nation. But then when this stuff gets called out, that part isn't caught on for that segment of our culture. And then the other segment of the culture that's always accused of being racist is going, there you go again. You're accusing me of racism when race had nothing to do with it. I'm simply trying to do my job, which is to not have food stolen, not have our product and service stolen by thieves, regardless of their race, ethnicity, gender, or whatever.
And that's the assumption that drives me nuts with no proof that she somehow would have acted differently if the colors were reversed. No proof, just an assumption. Marcus in Greenville, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I know I tend to have these epic rants on your show before anybody jumps out of the gate at me. Yes, I'm black. So what I'm getting ready to say is probably going to anger a lot of black people. It normally does. Young people now, what you're doing is negating a lot of the hard work that was done by legitimate civil rights activists. And what I mean by that are the days that you love to celebrate, like MLK Day, which, contrary to popular belief of a young person I spoke to the other day, does not stand for Milk Day. And he literally thought that.
Oh, no.
What you're doing is negating the work that these people actually did for civil rights way back in the day. you're using your race as a crutch, and what that means is that people are going to start to treat you differently because of the color of your skin when what you're trying to do is for them to treat you the same because of the color of your skin. When you go into places like this and you want to use a race card, what that essentially says to the rest of the world is, you know what? Your ploy is probably not going to be real to me because everybody uses it. So therefore, I'm just going to give you what you want to shove you out of the way. And do you know how much in history that's been done to a lot of black people? They shut you up to get you out of the way in one way or the other. And that's not to, again, negate that there's racism in the world right now. That would be stupid to say that there's not. But what you're doing is causing everyone to turn a blind eye to what is real racism and to immediately assume that your ploy may not be legitimate because of what young people are doing now. So think before you act. If you're trying to do something because you don't want to get caught or you want to get away with a crime, then you're the one that's guilty of bringing racism back to this nation, because people are going to look at you differently and treat you differently because they're going to immediately assume that you may be trying to use the race card. So think about what you're doing before you do it, and remember that your actions, just like those back in the civil rights era, will have a huge impact on the future of this country. So don't start to use your race as a crutch to get what you want. Use your race to better your race. Go to school, get an education, prove everybody else. Well, one of the biggest things in the world, one of the biggest arguments that I use to shut people up about this racism comment when people use it as a crutch is, I get the term, I talked to Vince about this one day. I said, Vince, do you ever have people that say that you're trying to be white? And he kind of laughed and chuckled it off and said, yes. I said, well, I get that all the time. And when I get that argument, they always say things like, oh, you live in a nice neighborhood, you know, you speak well, you went to school. I said, let me ask you a question. What do you think about Barack Obama? Oh, great guy, first black president. Yeah, he's a man. I said, he's even more well-educated than I am. He lived in, you know, the most famous house on the planet. He was a millionaire before he ever got there. He's much more well-off now that he's left. I said, he dresses better than I do. He speaks better than I do. He's been the most powerful man in the world. What's the difference between him and me? Or he's the first black president. I said, now you don't have an argument anymore. If you're proud of him because of what he's done and the racial barriers that he's put, he didn't get there by using his race as a crutch. He got there by hard work. Whether I agree with the man politically or not, I don't know the man personally, but he got there because of hard work, not crying because he didn't get what he wanted.
That's an excellent point. It's an excellent point, Marcus, and I appreciate your phone call. And I have the same thought when I see this kind of thing that, you know, you put it better than I could. I'm just gonna let it hang. It's frustrating. On the other hand, Texter writes, and thank you, Marcus, for your phone call, and that was a great comeback, by the way. The Chipotle incident is merely an extension of the Obama's legacy of fomenting racial tension and division. Now, Obama took all that goodwill that he had and he squandered it, in my opinion, and divided the country when he could have united us. With the complicit media and corporate stooges in lockstep, the texter writes. Yep. And now for another edition of Who the Heck is in This Country? Always a good question. And who the heck is about to be in this country? One of the things the American people have been denied by the media is a true debate about illegal immigration, open borders. We're not allowed to have that because we're not allowed to have the facts. They selfishly hoard them. You can get those if you know to go to Fox News. And if you really want the facts, including those that Fox News, even Fox News withholds, you got to go to Breitbart. Last night, Lou Dobbs had some of those facts on Fox Business. Take a listen. About what's going on in Tijuana right now. There is no way, no how you will ever be told this on a mainstream media news channel, which denies the American people the ability to have an actual debate. When debate is shut down because we're told there is no caravan, and if there were, well, it's just some nice, honest people who want to work. How do you know that? We just know. Look, over there, a squirrel. No squirrel. 6,000 camped out in Tijuana, including 500 criminals. Says who? Says the Department of Homeland Security, who has identified at least 500 known criminals in the gang.
On the U.S. southern border tonight, Homeland Security officials say the caravan of Central American migrants, consisting of nearly all single adult or teen males, and that at least 500 criminals have been identified among their ranks. There are now about 6,000 migrants seeking asylum in Tijuana, Mexico, that is, from the United States, with thousands more expected to arrive behind them over the coming days.
Hundreds of Mexicans stormed the migrant camp. As the texter earlier pointed out, well, they call us xenophobic. Say we're afraid of brown people. We're just racist. Well, they are brown people. Brown is the same color as the migrants, yet they're the ones storming the camp. Can't call them racist. So how do you explain what they're so upset about? Let's let them do it themselves. These are the folks protesting, several hundred, who stormed the migrant camp in an attempt to physically kick the migrants out, or illegal immigrants, as we'll soon call them. Take a listen.
Shouting, "Hondurans go home" and "Viva Mexico," riot police Sunday stopped hundreds of Mexicans trying to storm the migrant shelter.
You see people, within the migrant caravan smoking weed, drinking, throwing rocks at the cops, causing chaos.
These Mexicans oppose illegal immigration and blame officials for allowing in thousands without papers. They fear crime, a loss of jobs, depressed wages, in a country where 40% already live in poverty.
I'm not really in favor of them coming the way they did. You know, to me, it feels like they invaded.
Yeah. See, this is what the media doesn't want you to see, because then we could have a fair debate, and they don't want that because they would lose. Here's another protester in Tijuana. Let's see what he has to say. He's got a warning for us. He wants us to beware.
The country has to be beware of these people, because they are people, they are bad people. So you have to support to and close the door.
Huh. Remember when Fox News was doing similar interviews? Who's in the caravan again? Tell us, I'm sorry.
It's criminals in here. I mean, it is. But it's not that many. I mean, it's good people here trying to get through Mexico and then get to the United States. But that doesn't mean that everybody is a criminal.
Right. Yeah, no. It's just 500 out of 6,000 that we know of. I bet I'm not that. I mean, can you imagine what it's going to cost us to house and feed 500 criminals once they're rearrested on our side? Middle class will take care of it. The 50% who pay taxes, right? Meanwhile, while we're on it, another edition of Who the Heck is in This Country. Did you see this? Illegal alien charged with capital murder over the weekend after firing at Washington County, Arkansas police officers. He was in the U.S., a recipient of President Obama's deferred action for childhood arrivals. Louis Cobos somebody, a 29-year-old illegal alien, Cobos Senobio, was arrested and charged with attempted capital murder and other charges after dash cam video footage showed the illegal alien being pulled over. I mean, you didn't like that. Not fair to pull him over. I mean, what were the cops thinking? Of course they deserved to be showered with bullets. No, wait. We didn't used to think that way in this country. Swiftly firing at Arkansas police officers. Thank God none of them were killed. Thank God. Mainstream media would never tell you this. Or about this. Hey, this is just in the last week. This is exciting. November 14th, Border Patrol agents in Rio Grande Valley sector arrested three Central Americans who are known members of violent gangs trying to cross into our country. The agents also arrested five illegal immigrants with criminal histories that include convictions for homicide. Gotta love that. Child rape. Awesome. And other sexual crimes against children. Because there just aren't enough child rapists in America. Somebody's got to do the child raping. This is what's on our border, folks. These are the facts. Media does not want you to have the facts, and that's why they've said even discussing this caravan is racist. That was decreed by MSNBC because they can't win the argument. This is what we got to get a handle on. I'm just going to read this to you, the whole thing. It's not long. A New Jersey county jail refused 92 immigration detainer requests from ICE for criminal illegal aliens to be deported. This is according to a report by the Immigration Reform Law Institute. The report cited cited ICE records on law enforcement agencies that failed to acknowledge ICE detainers and revealed that it's much worse than what we've been taught. well, you know, shouldn't they just have minor crimes? You know, so we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna tell ICE that the highly valuable illegal immigrant future Democrat voter has been released from prison so they can deport him, because it wouldn't be fair. He might be separated from his family, and that is so mean. It's pretty much the impression most folks have about sanctuary cities, right? But who are they really refusing to remand into ICE custody? 92 immigration detainers from this New Jersey county jail. Of the 92 immigration retainers denied by the jail, in other words, that's where ICE says, okay, we got a hold on him. We know he's an illegal immigrant. He just bonded out. We're afraid he's going to Andale, Arriba, back to Guatemala or Honduras to avoid trial. We want to keep him in our custody. Of the 92 immigration retainers denied by the jail, 52 were for serious crimes, classified by ICE as level 1 and 2 offenses, such as homicide, sexual assault, fraud. One of the illegal alien inmates, Luis Rodrigo Perez, 23 years old, was released from the Middlesex County Jail in February after being arrested on domestic violence charges because the jail refused to turn him over to ICE. Several months later, Perez was accused of fatally shooting 2 men and wounding 2 people in Missouri. He is, of course, an illegal immigrant. Perez had also been a recipient of the DACA program between 2012 and 2014. Again, let me repeat those stats for you. Well, sanctuary cities, the Democrats will tell you, well, that's just where, you know, small misdemeanors, that's just traffic violations. We can't turn them over to ICE for that. Really? 52 of the 92 were for level 1 and 2 offenses, homicide, sex assault, fraud. I mean, we literally have them. They are so radical that they aren't handing over sex abusers, rapists, murderers. But he might vote Democrat one day. I mean, yeah, he did kill a person. But, I mean, it was just one person. All right, in that guy's case, 3. But, you know, it's 2 dead men and 1 woman. I mean, she's only wounded. This is the absurdity. And here's the thing. Before you get mad at your fellow Americans, understand that if they knew, I believe from the bottom of my heart, if they knew this, if they could see Breitbart News and it was not suppressed by social media, if they could understand what was happening in their country, they would rebel in massive numbers. I think even some Democrats, but they don't know. They aren't told the truth. They think the news they're watching is real and they don't understand what's missing. And it's the lies of omission by the media denying us a real debate on immigration. It's maddening. It's maddening. And so Trump then is, they're able to point him as some kind of crazy zealot when he rebels against, oh, he hates brown people. No, he doesn't like 52 out of 92 people who are serious criminals turned loose on our streets. And here's the difference here, okay? Here's the problem. When you're wanted for murder, you're out on bond, you're wanted for, you know, assault, sex crimes, fraud, serious stuff where you're facing a lot of years, right? But you're not an American citizen. You're from Honduras, Mexico, wherever. Are you going to hang around and wait for your trial? You'd be out of your mind. So you're going to go home. That's why ICE wants to detain them. They just go home, and then when the smoke clears, they'll come back over the border. Like the other story today. Where, headline, child rapist, gang members arrested by Texas Border Patrol agents. You just skip out on the bond, because ICE doesn't get to detain you. Maybe that's in, I don't know, Arkansas or somewhere. And you go to, I don't know, Colorado. Arriba, on delay, right back over the border, abuse some more kids, kill some more people, drive drunk, whatever you feel like. This is the reality, folks. Am I saying every one of them does this? No. But enough of them do, and we can't separate them out. People have died. There are a real price to be paid. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but you woke up today in open borders country. I don't know if you knew that. Wait, what changed? Liberal judges ruling yesterday, when combined with other liberal judges' rulings, has created an open border situation. Here's what happened. Trump said that you can't have asylum. You are automatically disqualified for asylum if you come here illegally and apply for it. You must apply at a port of entry. Judge said, no, I don't like that. I'm throwing that out. Go ahead and come in illegally. You're still entitled to apply for asylum. That's why the 6,000 had amassed in the camp in Tijuana, because they were afraid to come over the border. They might forfeit the asylum. Judge said, nah, come in here illegally. That's fine. No, please. And you'll commit a crime or two if you're here. Just do it in a sanctuary city, please. Oh, and vote Democrat, if you would, early and often, preferably in the same election. This is what we're seeing, folks. By the way, did you see this? You know why all this is going on? You can reduce this down to numbers. It's fascinating. Tally of congressional races. Do you realize that when you line up congressional districts by the average annual income for the district, that Democrats now almost completely control the poorest districts in the country and the richest? And if you line them up side by side by income, and you color the ones blue, color, you know, that are covered by represented by Democrats, the one red represented by Republicans, it looks like this: the lowest, all Democrat; middle income, i.e., the people who pay the bills, the 50%, Republican; and then on the other end, the high end, richest districts in the country, Democrats, almost entirely Democrats, without exception. So the Republicans have become the party of the middle class, and Democrats have become the party of our poorest and richest areas. You cannot sustain a party long term on that. So you got two things you can do: either bring in more billionaires and millionaires, not a lot of them, or you bring in more poor. You beef it up so you have the numbers to counter the middle class. That's what we're seeing happen on our borders, and they don't care if murderers come back. They don't care if child molesters come in. They don't care. So anyway, this liberal judge just overruled Trump. He'll probably lose at the Supreme Court level, but here's the problem. It's not heard. They're thinking it probably won't be heard by the Supreme Court till December 19th, at least, which means that the 6,000, I wouldn't stay in the tent city in Tijuana. I'd get up and leave now. I can go do whatever you want. See how this works? It's maddening. Of course, Congress could overturn this judge today if they wanted to, but they're too busy doing. What are they doing? Are they doing anything? They haven't done anything in a year. I mean, I don't imagine they're doing anything now. I mean, since tax reform, they haven't done anything. So I guess they'll just not do anything like usual. Going to jump on the text line, see what the folks have to say. Texter writes, "Here, the police in sanctuary cities are complicit in protecting the illegals. If they were not, they could stand together and refuse to protect them." Well, not entirely. I mean, they work for the sheriff. Most of these are sheriffs. Sheriffs are elected, and in liberal places, that's popular. Or police work for city councils, and those are liberal city councils. So, I mean, you don't want to follow that. You could find yourself in prison if you violate what is law in a lot of these places. It's a law that conflicts with federal law, but still. Texter writes, "Could Trump do something to have the Supreme Court look at this sooner?" I don't know the answer to that question. Texter writes, "So Tara, if there is a riot or people get hurt because of that judge's ruling on immigration, he will be held accountable, right? LOL. Conservative pain." Texter writes, "So it is okay if a certain amount of American citizens' lives are sacrificed to the illegals, but every single vote must be counted." Pretty much. Texter writes, let me explain something here to you. I'm kind of talking about what's going on right now at the border, because a lot of people don't understand this. The reason that you have 6,000 people mobbed at the border in Tijuana and thousands more behind them, they are not regular illegal immigrants. They're coming for asylum. Remember, asylum is different. If you can get asylum, and what Obama did was, he said, "Hey, listen, I'm going to apply asylum. You can now apply for asylum if you're from Honduras or Guatemala," right? Used to be you had to be like Asia Bibi, who has hundreds of thousands of enraged Muslim men wanting to lynch her for being a Christian and allegedly, slamming the Prophet Muhammad in Pakistan. She is a classic asylum case. By the way, we haven't offered her asylum, which is an outrage. And they want to kill her. And they'll eventually manage to kill her once they figure out where she is. And, well, oh well. These folks from Guatemala and Honduras are not actual asylum cases, because it's nobody trying to kill them. They just don't like where they're from. Although they do love where they're from. They carry the flag. So I mean, if you can get here and get asylum, if you can get here illegally, which this judge just said, "Hey, fine, come and break the law. It's okay. If you're an illegal immigrant, you can have asylum. If you might qualify for asylum, you get the full package of welfare benefits. Regular illegals do not get this unless they're in the queue with an application for asylum. So you get every welfare benefit imaginable. Most Americans won't qualify for a package of welfare benefits that rich. Because it was assumed asylees, I mean, they're coming from a country where, like, you know, the junta is trying to kill them. That's who asylum's supposed to be for, and they're not going to have a thing but the clothes on their back when they get here. And so that was only supposed to be temporary. Well, Obama opened it up. Well, if you're from Haiti, sure, you qualify. Oh, if you're from Honduras, yeah, come on in, get all the welfare. Oh, by the way, if you're from Guatemala, you can have it too. And that's why they're mobbing the border. What do asylum benefits look like? This is the magnet that's drawing them in hordes. Listen to this.
The Trump administration has this plan to reunite immigrant families. Do you feel confident about it?
Here's the thing. The best way for when you say immigrant families, by the way, it's important to say illegal immigrant families. That's a very, very important adjective to add in there. Immigrant families have never been separated. Illegal immigrant families have been separated, and I would say separated for very good reason. Why? Because their parents, unfortunately, or guardians, a lot of cases they're not parents, decided to commit a crime with children in tow. Much like an American committing a crime with children in tow, you get separated from your children.
Okay, but it isn't that cut and dry, though, because you do have some people who are seeking political asylum, and so breaking the law isn't really the definition for them when they are seeking asylum because the U.S. has been engaged.
Okay, and wait, I was playing the wrong clip, I'm sorry. But anyway, I meant to play another one. But it goes on. I mean, basically, you get Section 8, Medicare, Medicaid, voucher. I mean, you get everything paid for by the federal government. Most Americans can't qualify for that because of income limits. But with asylum, that's all thrown out. So you're going to be living high on the hog, higher than poor Americans at the expense of Americans, if you can just get in here. And Obama did that, by the way, by executive order. Asylum did not used to apply to these people. Now, most of them, 98% of them, will not get asylum after 2 years when their applications are processed. But they get to live high on the hog for 2 years until then. They get all the benefits under presumption that they would qualify. And then we find out they don't qualify, we take the benefits away. So when you're talking, every one of them come across the border, a good $50,000 a year in welfare benefits, at least, awaits them if they can just get over the border and file the asylum application. That's why they're coming here. They're not coming here, they just want a better time of it in life. No. They want the cash. They want the food. They want the free stuff. That's why they're flying their own flags, but marching toward our country. This baffles people. I mean, somebody's gonna give me $50,000-$60,000. All I gotta do is cross the border. I'd seriously think about it during various times of my life. That's what's going on. Obama created this mess. Congress could fix it. They've had 2 years to fix it. They just chose not to because I think they like it the way it is.